Today is Friday, February 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Caregivers Day. It is also National Grain-Free Day. It is National Sticky Bun Day. And finally, it's National Boiled Peanuts Day. Or you could say bald, I believe. But that sounds like bald. Like someone who has no hair. Bald. Bald Peanut Day. Any of those things. Any of those ways of saying it. But I know there are some places within the U.S. where they say bald peanuts. So I'm just looking for some contact here. You know, when I need contact, I should just not post a show. I'll explain what happened, but Gary, let's go to our contact. Gary in Portland messaged and said, no little show on Wednesday. And then he says, the last time I did Olive Garden, which has been over a couple of years, they were still giving out the mints. I mean, they must, but it's not something we have eaten Olive Garden relatively recently. I like Olive Garden. I don't care what anybody says. I go all the way from a 5 Michelin star, or I don't know, 5 is probably not possible. I go anywhere from a 3 Michelin star restaurant to, you know, Olive Garden, food trucks, whatever the case may be. I like all kinds of restaurants. Sometimes I'm feeling fancy and I want to get something fancy with a chef's table and having to dress up and having servers, you know, wine pairings and all that. The wine pairings are the best because you just get a wine with every course, and by the end of the meal, you are feeling good. You're eating, you're drinking, you're being merry. It's fantastic. And conversation gets better and better as you drink more. We always do, or we generally do, the chef's table on Royal Caribbean. And I love doing the chef's table. I'm tired of the same. I could almost tell you verbatim what the courses are. There's a branzino, there's a scallop carpaccio where the scallop is really thinly sliced and then arranged on the table with a like an ouzu citrusy vinaigrette on top of it and some other stuff. There's this the dessert is, I believe it's the one where they pour hot chocolate on top of this round chocolate dome and it melts. Oh no, they pour hot caramel and it melts and there's a cake underneath, like a lava cake. And it's got, and they have a steak, a filet mignon with some stuff. And there's a lobster. I can't remember. It's a cold preparation of lobster that they have. And some really good bread. Oh my God, the bread was so good. So, I mean, they have the same thing at the chef's table every time. We've been cruising on Royal Caribbean for probably 10 years. And we have had the chef's table, I believe, at almost every, maybe every experience, but almost every experience, every cruise we've gone on, same menu on every single one. So anyway, regardless, I like to do a chef's table. But I also like Olive Garden. But what I was saying is, at the chef's table, the more you drink, the more you're willing to chat with your fellow chef's table, because they, you know, you're eating with strangers at this big table. And it can be kind of awkward in the beginning, right? But then you get a few drinks in and you open up, at least me, and you open up and you're just chatting with everyone. And even Mark, get a few drinks in him and he'll be talking to people. And that's where the last one that we did, where the young 20-somethings, but they were early 20s, said I looked young. much younger than I am. And who, they're not going to say that just to be nice. I don't think. I didn't ask. We were talking about ages and they're like, oh my God, you're 46 or whatever. Anyway, so yeah, so there you go. Olive Garden. So what had happened was I do this thing. I have a horrible memory, okay? We've talked about this a million times. All of you know, you all know me because I'm an open book pretty much on this little show. And don't have the best memory in the world. And what happened is I had Throwing Down on Tuesday. And I recorded Geeky Gay before Throwing Down. But I needed to do some editing because Mark knocked on the door while I was recording Geeky Gay. And I had to basically mute myself, go ask him what was up, and then come back. And I had probably a minute gap where there was no sound. And so I needed to record Throwing Down. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll edit that when I get done. Then I forgot, and because I do this 5 days a week, and you listen, I sometimes forget if I've posted or not, or edited or back, because I do it every day. I mean, other than weekends, Friday, Saturday, I edit and post every single day, and sometimes I just forget whether I've done it or not, and I thought I had done it, and then I recorded yesterday for Thursday. And I edited it and everything, and then I forgot to basically post it. So Daniel text messaged me today and said, hey, no Wednesday show? And I was like, oh my God, it's Thursday. And I looked, I was like, didn't I post that? Well, I was thinking this to myself. I didn't say anything to Daniel, but I was thinking to myself, didn't I post that already? And no, I hadn't. I looked and I hadn't, so I took care of it. It's there. And I also posted the Thursday show a few hours later so that you wouldn't get them at exactly the same time. But a lot of you, by the time you check, you'll get both Wednesdays and Thursdays at the same time. But I know a lot of you listen in batches anyway. And so other than Tony, which I guess he made it to work okay. I didn't hear anything or made it home from work, so without my recording. But yeah, there you go. So we do have, I'm on Blue Sky now, by the way, and I don't even know how, because I'm going to get rid of Twitter and eventually. I'm just waiting on a couple of porn sites that I follow on Twitter to move over to Blue Sky or to find a suitable replacement. But I'm not looking at Twitter for any kind of social anything. I'm looking at Blue Sky now. That's where I'm at. I'm going to delete. I thought about deleting Facebook, but I've got Instagram and some other things and whatever. So adamburnsuk.bsky.social. Adam Burns UK. I don't know what you have to look for, but if you want to follow me, that's where. Anyway, I'm there. And Scott the Satyr, who I'm not sure if he even listens to Geeky Gay, he might, but I wouldn't know Scott. And if you listen, you need to reach out and touch someone, because I don't know if you listen. I assume he doesn't. But anyway, I'm gonna read this on here. He says, I gotta work harder to get on Adam Burns UK and Daniel's gaydar. I vow to be gayer. And then I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Noticed? Where would I notice you? You live in California. I live in Arkansas. I'm rarely on social media unless if I see a thing saying, hey, you've got a notification on this, which means somebody tagged me, at replied me, whatever, then I will see them. But if some, I don't just scroll through anything. I don't scroll through social media. That is just not anymore. That is not my thing anymore. Social media depresses me. Because it's on the internet, there's so much depressing stuff. So I don't just look. Anyway, and then I'm like, what? And he's like, I guess I should quit listening to the mix after Daniel Brewer's running report. Why? Because that's the only time Daniel talks? Have you listened to the mix? He talks for the whole show. I would say 75% of the show is Daniel talking. The other 25%, the other 25% is made up of bumpers and me. So, you know, maybe I'm 18% and the bumpers are 7%, and that's the show. So I don't know, but everyone needs to notice Sater because he's saying, notice me, notice me, notice me. All right. Well, you guys can contact me over on Blue Sky. I will start reading those on the show as well. Well, you have to at reply me. I still prefer a message or a voicemail. I need to yawn and I'm trying to suppress it. Because I don't want to yawn. I don't want you guys to think, oh my God, recording this podcast is making me sleepy. I'm just at the end of the day, you know, and my brain is tired. So, nothing has been going on. Like I said, we recorded Throwing Down. The dish for Throwing Down was actually really good. And there was a lot of rice. There was a lot of rice with it. And it was rice with crushed Castelvetrano olives. I don't know. Green olives. Crushed up and chopped garlic, onion, chicken broth, all the bits from the brown chicken thigh, and then, you know, you basically do it in the oven. It was a little gloopy, but the flavor was good. So, like I said, I decided to use it with pork. So I made, just to give you guys an update, I made a pork loin because, again, I like to change things up. It's been a minute since I've made a pork loin. But pork loins are pretty cheap, actually. So I bought a $7 pork loin. It's enough for a couple of meals, actually. And I did it in the sous vide at 138 degrees. Because when you sous vide something, as long as you keep it at temperature for a certain amount of time, it's going to kill the bacteria above a certain amount. You can still do in the 130s and you're okay, generally speaking. So that left it nice and pink in the middle. And then I heated up a screaming hot pan and put a little bit of olive oil and just quickly seared the outside to make sure the inside was still pink. And it was so tender. Mark didn't mention it, but it was good. I liked it. With that, served it. I refried that, or I made kind of fried rice out of that olive rice. It was really good. I made a little pan sauce to put over the pork. It was super tasty. And I've been making some updates to the ham map as well. I mean, I'm still working on this AI thing, but I got bored of it because it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. And so I decided, oh, I'll flip back to the ham map and you know, add a feature to the ham map. So now listeners can edit their entry and rotate their image. It's there now. Only editing, not adding, but I'm working on that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.